This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. Now, Jacqueline, I do like my streaming services.
Yes, we were talking about I also like my streaming services, and perhaps we overstream. Perhaps we consume too much too quickly.
I do like a good binge, though. Especially when the weather's not nice, when it's a bit cold and miserable, just binging.
Yeah, but how much do you take in?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, you're like, what happened?
What happened?
Do you remember this? I remember nothing.
Who were they?
I just watched it all.
Exactly. Joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex to tell us all about the science of binging. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Do you like a good binge?
I do. When I, you know, want to decompress from work, I do actually like to zone out. I watch really trashy reality TV binge shows or crime docos. And it helps you relax. But the interesting thing about it is that we don't tend to consume the shows as well as we would have if we were watching it one at a time. And the reason why is because it's very easy to spend that 3, 4, 5 hours getting distracted with your phone, talking to people, doing things.
Yes.
And then you realize you're 5 episodes deep in Mindhunter and you don't really know what just happened.
It's so, a quality viewing.
Yeah, so Netflix have actually now released The Great British Bake Off as a one-off episode per week to see how people respond to that, which is sort of a throwback to back in the day when you'd be watching a TV show and it would say to be continued and you'd have to wait a whole week.
I like that. Kimmy Schmidt, I believe, did that as well. They released the first, I think, maybe 6 episodes of a season and then put the rest on later.
Oh, yeah, they split the final season in two, that's right.
It's good.
It's a really interesting, you know, way to view things. And it's also why, for example, some people do really well when they're watching shows like Game of Thrones, which was always drip-fed to us. Then if, I mean, would we have gotten into 7 seasons if it was, you know, however many seasons they were when it was all back-to-back?
I found it hard to follow even watching it 1 week at a time. But I had to really concentrate. Like, who's that person again? And who are they?
What have I been doing? Yeah, but you're not focusing on it.
No.
And do you forget to watch the show?
If it's released 1 week at a time?
Well, with, like, Handmaid's Tale, I forgot it was on.
I know.
Halfway through the season, and I realised I missed 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I found with that one, I could not binge watch that if I tried because I just found it so dark that I actually needed to go for a walk in the sunshine after watching an episode.
See, I'm too scared to watch it for those reasons. I try and always keep a happy demeanor and it's tough.
But do you know what I loved binge watching?
What?
Anything Housewives, anything RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, well that's fun.
I can do that 12 hours.
But the Housewives, which ones though? Because some of them are better than others.
I'm only into New York and Beverly Hills. I can't get into OC.
No.
They're too annoying, and I can't get into Atlanta. They yell too much.
Oh, are these the rich people's wives?
Well, they're not rich, actually.
Well, kind of. Yeah, yes. Oh, that's the illusion. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that. I'd rather watch Ruse Pragdrawl. That's words. Who's drag? What am I trying to say?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Bless me.
Yes.
Maybe off the air after that blunder. Because at least that's got that sassiness, but it's real. Like it's.
And then I saw on social media that the RuPaul's Drag Race UK version's coming out. And I was desperate to find out where I'm going to be able to binge watch that.
Oh.
I can tell you, but they're not paying me to plug it.
Oh, okay. Well, don't.
Yeah, very good.
Send me a message off. Yeah. I'll
after.
No, but this is the thing. It's all about enjoying the show. We love binge watching. It's a way to decompress from our everyday lives, which can sometimes be a bit crazy.
It's more zoning out.
Wrong with it, but keep in mind, Netflix are up against competition now with Apple coming out with streaming channels, Disney, you know, you've got Amazon Prime, you know, all of those channels are now. So it's really important that Netflix figure out what causes people to connect to a show.
Because I think it's also not just so much about, so we're now consuming media in different ways, but if you're in a long-term relationship, it can get quite political. Because you can't watch ahead. You need to binge together. You need to binge you need to establish your binging rhythm.
Oh, what a terrible bloody issue for you to have,
well,
mate.
Well, You know that there was a study that came out that found that in 2018, the way you told somebody it was a committed relationship is by sharing your Netflix password. It used to be you'd give them your, you know, your apartment key,
but
now it's your Netflix password. And it's often the thing that actually causes exes to fight is that one of them's still logged into the Netflix account.
Oh, yeah, I used to use my sister's Spotify account and it would cut off the song she was listening to.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll marry her.
Good, good.
Anyway, we should appreciate what we're watching is basically
we
the
should.
Issue. And not zone out and have some quality viewing.
And be grateful.
And be grateful.
Absolutely.
Yep. Good advice.
Count your blessings.
Thank you,
Thank
Alex.
You very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.